with that. Today's final at Valero Alamo press conference is featuring both head coaches, Utah's Kyle Whittingham and Texas's Tom Herman. Coach Whittingham, would you start with an opening remark, please?
Yeah, you bet. First thing I want to do is acknowledge my good friend Kirk Crowthorpe back here. He's been covering sports in Utah for 30 years. This is his last gig. We'll be retiring after the game. I got that right, Kurt? Okay, so me and Kurt go way back. Both our fathers coached at BYU, so we ran around the Holiday Bowls together and all the bowl games we went to as little kids, played Little League Baseball together, high school baseball. So a lot of history with Kurt, and he's been our beat writer for the last few years, and we'll miss him. So he's going to have a chance to enjoy life for a while. So, Kurt, congratulations on a great career. Excited to be here. Like I said, probably 20 times by now, we're excited about this. The bowl has been as advertised. We've had a great time. Players have had a great time. The events, just the whole layout has been really great. I mean, we've been to the Sugar Bowl as well, a few years back, and this rivals any bowl that we've been to. So we've had a great time. Looking forward to the game tomorrow night. Should be a great matchup. You know, Texas is Texas. What can you say? They got talented players, class program, a lot of history. One of those programs in the country that is kind of iconic. And so it's great for our guys to be able to line up and play against a team like that, program like that. And so we're excited. And it's been a great week of practice. So preparation has been good. So we'll see how we can play tomorrow night. So that's where we're at.
Thank you, Coach. Coach Herman?
Yeah, I do. First off, want to thank Coach Whittingham for recommending the no-tie policy at the press conference. So thank you, Coach.
You got it.
And that was awesome. The Alamo Bowl has been fantastic. You know, we've had an opportunity since I've been a head coach to go to two New Year's Six bowl games in the last 5 years, and this one, like Coach said, I mean, it absolutely rivals any bowl game out there. And the city of San Antonio, just the whole layout, everything being so central is phenomenal for our players. There's not a whole lot of travel time. There's everything's within walking distance. They don't have to get in a car when they want to go have a night out or whatever it is. And so it's just an unbelievable setup, and we're excited as heck. Like Coach said, we've had some really good practices. We're about as healthy as we've been. I would like to take a minute to thank a couple guys on our team. You know, we've got three seniors that have been invited to the NFL Combine, and two of those guys are, or I think all three of them are invited to the Senior Bowl as well, and all three of them will be dressed and on the sideline and available to play tomorrow, and I think that speaks to their commitment, not to this program, but to this university. And I do want to thank Colin Johnson, Devin Duvernay, and Brandon Jones personally. I think that's really, really cool in today's environment, for those guys to go out there one last time for their brothers. And I think it speaks to the fellowship and the relationships that are in that locker room as well, and they certainly don't want to let anybody down. Obviously, Brandon's a little banged up, so but he has practiced all week, and we'll see how he feels tomorrow. But fully expect both Colin and Devin to play and play significant roles in the game. And again, we're thrilled to be challenged by a Utah team that was, played for their conference championship, won 11 games. They play unbelievably great defense, and obviously challenge you on offense with their ball control, with their ability to run the football. They've got a very veteran team, lots of seniors and juniors on both sides of the ball. So there's a lot of experience, and we know we've got a challenge, but again, we feel like we've had a good couple weeks of preparation, and we're excited for it.
Thank you. Front.
John Ward from Orange Bloods. Hey, Coach, this will be our first opportunity to ask you about Jurcic since he was just announced yesterday. What can you tell us about maybe the process of hiring him, and what can you tell us about him as a coach?
Well, the process went great. You know, as I think I've told you guys, getting the defensive coordinator hire right was my first priority because you know, obviously Chris Ash didn't have a job, and so he was being courted by a lot of suitors, and not to say that we didn't realistically look at many other candidates, which we did, but we had our eyes set on Chris and wound up securing him. And so then we turned our attention to finding the right guy to lead our offense and, you know, talk to, you know, 5-6 guys with great resumes that have great jobs as well. And, you know, we couldn't be happier with Mike. When you look at his resume, I think the year at Ohio State is kind of like the icing on the cake. You know, this is a guy that in his 6 years at Oklahoma State, you know, you look at the numbers and they're off the charts. And he's, according to Coach Gundy, who I spoke to, he said he's an unbelievable play caller, you know, very rhythmic, very detail-oriented in the way that he develops quarterbacks and offenses. And the thing that really stood out to me was, you know, his ability each year to kind of play to the strengths of the personnel. You know, 1 year it's, you know, we're going to be a run-heavy team. The next year we've got a great quarterback and some really good receivers, and we're going to be whatever, fourth in the country in passing. So, I couldn't have dreamed of a better fit in terms of, you know, similarities in the way that we believe in offensive football, and yet a lengthy track record and resume of success on that side of the ball.
Question, front left.
Chip Brown with Horns247.com in the Zone in Austin. Tom, do you know how you're going to split your coaching staff in terms of assistants? Will it be 6-4 the way it's been, or 5?
No, it'll be 5-5. The one thing that Chris and Mike and I have both talked about is, you know, when it comes to special teams, let's find the right guys. Find the right guys offensively and defensively, because, you know, I look at when we were at Ohio State, you know, we were top 10 in the country in special teams, and each coach ran a team, and they did it really well. And, you know, but if there is a guy out there that fits, you know, a tight end special teams or a, you know, D-line special teams, and, you know, that's a feather in his cap, then certainly we'll look at it that way. But definitely 5 on offense, 5 on defense, and the 5 on defense preliminarily. And I don't want to box myself into a corner, but just in our early talks have been, you know, safeties coach, corners coach, linebacker coach, and then a tackles and ends coach. But, again, that's – far from being finalized.
Front, middle.
Yeah, Brian Davis from Austin. Tom, now that you've got both coordinators set, just what are your overall thoughts about going into 2020 and where this program is headed with these two new hires?
Well, there's excitement. I'm excited. I know that. I know that any time, you know, change is hard. I don't want to, you know, make light of that. Any time you change, you know, it's going to be difficult. There's different personalities. There's different ways of doing things. I know this is going to be a very important off season for me, as the head coach in terms of, you know, teaching our culture and our way of doing things to some of these new coaches. And, you know, haven't had to do that in a long time. And but I'm excited for that challenge, too. I'm excited to almost show off the way that, you know, we do things from a cultural standpoint and from an accountability standpoint. And I'm excited to learn, too. I mean, especially from these two coordinators. I mean, they're guys that have unbelievable track records. Philosophically, they're very aligned with what I think Texas football should look like. But obviously, there's nuances here and there that I'll be able to learn, too.
Front, Kirk, and back.
Kirk Bowles from the Austin American. For Tom and Kyle, I was curious if you watched the CFP semifinals and what you thought of those games, and is that making a case for four is plenty for a playoff, or would you like to see it expanded to eight?
You know, first of all, I didn't see the LSU domination coming. I mean, LSU's a good football team, but I didn't see that coming. I don't know if maybe Tom predicted that, but that was very surprising to me. The other game was obviously a great competitive ball game. No, I don't think it's a case for four. Maybe this year, but I don't think overall. I think overall it should be expanded, and that's been my stance for a lot of years. And just because of what happened in one of those playoff games this year, I don't change my opinion on that.
Yeah, I didn't see the first game much of it other than the highlights. I was at Disney or at SeaWorld riding roller coasters with my 6-year old Maverick on his first big boy roller coaster. That was an experience. But I did see the highlights, and obviously having played against LSU early in the season and having recruited Joe and the relationship I have with him, I'm not surprised in the least that they're having the season that they're having, especially on that side of the football with him at the helm and those talented receivers and that offensive line. That's a fantastic football team. And then again, yeah, I did see a lot of the game, the second game, and you know, was impressed with both teams. I mean, that was a knockdown, dragout, you know, four quarter game that was very impressive on both parts. But you know, I've said before that I'd certainly be in favor of eight teams. I think it's great. I think. You know, every other level of collegiate football has many more than eight. I do think there's a way to find a way where you don't diminish the bowl experience, because something like this for for teams that aren't in the playoffs is phenomenal too, and no other level has that. So I do think that should be prioritized very highly, but again, I don't think it's the biggest national issue that we have. Is, you know, I've gone on record as saying to me, we've got to fix uniform scheduling before we tackle 18 playoffs, because you're oftentimes comparing apples to oranges, and when it's a committee making that decision and there's no hard set, I guess, rules as to what gets you in and what doesn't, then, you know, that's a difficult pill to swallow. But I do think that the more the merrier when it comes to having a chance to win your sports national championship.
Middle.
Mike Hart, JM 1300, The Zone in Austin. This is for Coach Whittingham. I heard Birdie told us today that you have been the ultimate ambassador for the Alamo Bowl, from going around town, riding a Harley. Tell us a little bit about your experiences around here.
Well, I've just taken advantage of all the activities. I mean, I don't know if I didn't purposely try to become a stellar ambassador for the bowl, but it's been great. Like I said in my opening statements, just the way they've got things structured, the layout of the entire week that we've been here, Someone was good enough to rent me a Harley. I don't know who did that, if it was my ops guy or if it was the bull, but whoever did, thank you. And so that was fun. I'm a motorcycle guy, so that was right in my wheelhouse. But, you know, between touring the Alamo and which I knew nothing about, I had that all backwards. You know, so I learned a ton when I went on that private tour of the Alamo and got myself straightened out on that. But it's been a great week. And like I said, the bowl itself, you know, you do something for 20, 30 years, whatever they've been doing it, you get good at it. And they're very good at what they do. And myself and my family and the team, for that matter, has had a great experience. And I asked the team, I check in, you know, periodically with them and the captains, and how's it going? Is there too much downtime, too many activities? And they say, no, it's been just right, and they've had a great time. So it's been a great experience so far. And like I said, it's a well-planned bowl, and they do it right.
Ted, you have a question? Cedric Golden, Austin American Statesman. Kyle, you never know what you're going to get after the regular season, between that space between bowl games and end of the season. How do you explain your incredible success in bowl games, and how difficult is it to gauge what you're going to get from those teams?
Well, the success is simply the hard work that the players put in. There's no magic formula that we have that anybody else doesn't have. That's not some secret practice plan or process. It's just the commitment that our players make, and we have had a good track record in bowl games, and what it's done is really perpetuated itself. Each group that comes through doesn't want to be the group that lets the previous groups down, and so there's been a standard set, and each senior class and team that comes through the bowl situation, like I said, takes a lot of pride in what's happened in the past, and feels obligated to do their part. And, echoing what Coach Herman said about our seniors, we also have a bunch of seniors that could have opted out of this game very easily. Every senior has decided to play. We did have one junior that declared early that opted out. He had some, he's a little bit banged up and needed some time to recoup. But we're going to have seven or eight guys go to the combine, and all those guys are here. And again, everything that Coach said about their dedication and being a team guy and wanting to finish what they started, I echo that, and we're very proud of those guys.
Middle. Roger Wallace, NBC Austin. Tom, the emotion of tomorrow night in the locker room, no matter what happens, probably the last time that group will be in the same room together, that's got to be kind of a drastic shot to the system when you've been with these guys for so long.
Yeah, especially those seniors. And they hold a very special place in my heart and in our program's heart, because when we got here, they were freshmen. They were just finishing their freshman year, most of them, and had gone 5-7. And we came in with a different way of doing things, and it was very difficult. And some of their classmates decided that wasn't for them, and all of these guys stuck around, and they bought in hook, line, and sinker, became leaders. You know, I think we've only got I don't know how many scholarship seniors, maybe 10, if you include Parker Braun, somewhere. I mean, it's really, really low, and five of them are captains, so almost half of them became captains. It's impressive to see those guys' fortitude their commitment to, a very close class. When you start dwindling in numbers along the years, you get closer and closer as a group, and, we want to be able to send them out knowing that, they became the first group in the senior class in the history of Texas, the first in the last 10 years, to win three straight bowl games. And it's been a big mission of ours.
Front left.
Kyle, Chip Brown, Horns 24/7 in the Zone in Austin. Can you talk about Cam Rising and the development of your quarterback position behind Tyler as he gets ready to move on?
Yeah, Cam's been a great addition to our program. We were elated when he decided to join us. Now he spent all season running the scout team. You know, he's ineligible this year during the regular season and the championship game due to transfer rules. But he got cleared. He's available for this game and has been taking reps with, behind Tyler, splitting reps with Drew List. So, you may see him, you may not in this game, but he's available if we need him. Just got a great attitude. He's a good-sized kid, 6'2", 220, good arm. And he will be right in the mix for that starting job next year. He'll have 3 years left. He's done everything we asked of him this year. And like I said, he's really been the leader of that scout team. He's the guy that gets them going and takes charge out there. And we think he's got a bright future at Utah, but time will tell.
Back left.
Patrick Kinahan, the Zone Sports Network in Salt Lake City. Coach Whittingham, you are on the verge of being in the top 10. If you were to win this game, maybe you can get in. What does that mean to your program if you end up with a top 10 ranking?
Well, that's something that we have talked about. You know, the reasons to win the game, not only because of the bowl track record that we have, but, being a top 10 ranking, winning our 12th game, which has only happened two other times in Utah football history, sending the seniors out the right way. I mean, there's a myriad of reasons for winning the game not that you need anything more than being a competitor, but those are carrots that are out there that we have talked about, and that would mean a lot to our program, bottom line, to finish out in the top 10, and that's something that definitely is in the forefront of our guys' minds.
Middle, Bob.
Bob Ballou, CBS Austin. Coach, yesterday Sam mentioned that it would be very easy right now for a lot of guys to have one foot out the door because of all the changes in the program, and he said he hasn't sensed that at all. Why do you think that is, and what's maybe been the biggest challenge for the coaching staff over the last month to keep everything together amidst all the change?
I think these guys like being here. They like being part of this program, we're all competitors. They have bought into the fact that these seniors deserve their best. The young guys have. I know that. I don't know that it's been really a challenge to, quote, keep them together. Obviously the regular season record wasn't what we'd hoped it was, but at this point that's irrelevant. We've got one last game in the 2019 season, and they're all competitors, and they want to win the game just as bad as they wanted to win game one and game two. And especially because of their admiration for this senior class, too.
We'll go back to Craig and then back to Brian.
Craig Way, Longhorn Radio Network and The Horn in Austin. Coach Whittingham, I wanted to get to your overall impressions of the Texas offense and the challenges that Sam Ehlinger presents for your defense.
Yeah, well, he's the catalyst, in my opinion. He's the guy that makes it go. Tremendous leader, at least it appears that way on film when you watch him and you get a TV game that you get to see. You can see his personality come out. Very, very good thrower. I mean, over 3,500 yards thrown, over 500 yards rushing. He can hurt you both ways, a true dual threat. And he's a weapon, like I said, and the guy that makes that thing go. Offensive line is solid. The receiver is tremendous. I mean, who catches 100 and something balls for, nearly 1,300 yards? That doesn't happen very often, so that's impressive as well. They're balanced on offense. They can, which as a former defensive coordinator, that's the toughest offenses to defend are the ones that are balanced. If you got someone that's 80% run or 80% throw, doesn't present the challenge. And Mike Leach might tell you differently, but I guess he was here last year, so this is probably not as entertaining as last year's press conference. But was it last year he was here? Yeah. So anyway, they got good players across the board. That's not just the guys I singled out, but like I said earlier in the press conference, it's Texas. I mean, they got, the state of Texas is a recruiting, just a dream. I mean, so to have that fertile of a recruiting ground and right in your backyard, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why they're a good football team and have been for years and years.
We're going to go two final questions, Brian, and front row.
Yeah, Tom, building off Bob's question about Sam, he said yesterday he's going to seek out info from the draft advisory board, which – probably guys like that probably should do. But what is your thoughts on Sam's future? I mean, do you expect Sam Ehlinger to be here in 2020? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, and he's already gotten those results back. So, yeah. So, but I do think he's got to tremendous future at the next level. Again, I'll say it as many times as I need to. He sees the game as good as any I've coached, and having coached some really good quarterbacks in my day, that's certainly no slight on them. That's testimony to him and his intelligence and you know, his toughness, and that's going to go a long way at the next level.
Coach Ehrman, you inherited a program that didn't go to a bowl game for two straight years. Now this is three straight. What do you think it means maybe to the young players to kind of see, like, this is kind of the norm, which is Texas recording winning seasons and then, you know, being successful in bowl games?
Yeah, it's a bit of a double-edged sword because they weren't here for that first spring and that first season, and the things that, you know, that this senior class and junior class, you know, they're looking at them like, man, you guys got it easy. You guys just, you know, walk in, you know, like this freshman class, you know, you walk into 10 wins and a New Year's Six bowl victory and all that, and you think that those things just fall out of the sky at Texas. And, you know, this season, maybe on some levels, needed to happen for some of those guys to realize that, you know, 10, 11, 12 wins and really, really cool bowl games don't just happen, you know. They're a product of really hard work, of great relationships within the locker room, and everybody kind of, you know, pulling in the same direction. And but I do think on the other side of that sword, it is good that they realize that there is an expectation and a standard around here. And, you know, the bowl games that we went to, you know, or have gone to in our 3 years here, I mean, those are really, really good bowl games. You know, I've never been to a bad one, but I know these are you know, the three that we've been to have been phenomenal for us, and it is good for a lot of these young guys to understand that there are very high expectations here at Texas.
Thank you, coaches. If I could ask you to stand as we close behind your helmet for a couple of quick pictures, and we'll walk you to luncheon.